The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to March of 1996.
Antal Durati and the Detroit Symphony bring you the Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture, complete with bells and cannons. Actually, it's Ask the Professor. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in a rigorous session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have a lot of the regular panel with us, I could almost say, with the exception of Sarah's absence, the creme de la creme of the panel.
Well, Arthur's not here.
Arthur's not here, that's right.
Claire's not here.
Yeah, well, you know.
So who is
Yeah. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Winthrop Pickering.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, right.
On his right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathleen Teresa Bush.
What is this?
I don't know. I'm killing time.
You are, and that's really scary. When I hear that, I think I'm going to be called by my mother.
No.
Middle name.
Four names?
Only three. My confirmation name.
Now, what's that?
It's Suzanne, who's no longer a saint.
Oh,
so.
I can believe that. Saint Suzanne is no longer a saint?
No longer a saint. They said she was just a legend, a myth, but not a real person.
Wow. So are you, we have a thing about you
no.
have
I
to be a mythist
instead
of a myth? Is that the idea?
I guess, you know.
Okay.
None of that was mythology, as we know.
And on Kathy's right, from the Department of History, Professor Greg, I have no idea what his middle name is,
Dean.
Sumner. Dean?
As in... I'm not a dean.
As in Dean.
I never want to be.
Moriarty. Dean Moriarty. Actually, James Dean is.
Named after James Dean.
Fellow Hoosier.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Then why wasn't it Booth, like Booth Tarkington?
Good question.
That's
I'll ask
right.
my mother.
You should.
At least it wasn't Tarkington.
That would have a certain cachet.
It would, yeah. And on my left, from the Department of English, Professor Hugh Kulick. And what's your middle name?
Charles.
Charles.
Can we call you Chuck?
It's a real name.
You want a fat lip.
Okay.
Not live, yeah.
Okay.
And sitting between Hugh and Greg, joining us today, our producer, Melissa Samluck.
Be nice to me, please.
We will.
That's not our job.
What's your middle name, Melissa?
K. Martin.
What? Okay. Wait a minute. K. Martin?
I have two middle names now.
That's the name of Jane Schaberg's cat, K. Martin.
Wow.
Melissa K. Martin. Oh, because you changed your name when you got married.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ah.
Some people do that.
I've heard of the custom.
Yes. And Anne and I got married. Her mother actually said, "Oh, dear, now there'll never be a Dr. Reiber."
Yeah.
Thanks. Most of the questions you hear in this program.
I did that for the Q-Lex,
I
deserve some credit.
I said it by our listeners. If you stump the paddle, you get really neat stuff. You get this wonderful picture.
We have a picture.
We have a picture, and it's going to be signed right here next week. We actually do, yes. And
we have machines to do that, like Hillary Clinton?
I wish we did. You know, but no, we have to actually sign them ourselves. That adds to the value of the picture.
We'll ask Gary Lichtman if he can come up with some of that
equipment. Yeah,
maybe
Gary,
we can get that in lieu of a new board for a CST.
Right. Sure, just
run
get,
the
a,
show with
get a signature signing
a
machine.
A stamp would do.
Right.
To blank.
You,
sincere best wishes.
You get a diploma.
Mm.
And if you don't stump the panel, well, you know, you take what you get in that case. But we assure you, it'll be something you'll be proud to show your friends and neighbors.
Smile when you say that.
Really?
Yes. All right. On our last program, we were just starting a set of questions from Paul Tully.
Oh, the California
Foreign
person.
Language Department Chair, Linden High School, Linden, yeah. California.
Were we abusing him about California?
We had some length. Yeah.
He was very upset that we have made anti-California remarks.
Yeah,
well,
wait till he hears what's coming down the pike.
Yeah. So he's asking us all these questions about California now. So.
All right.
And what? And we were told we can't answer. Who cares? Okay.
That's right.
Not an answer.
That's not an answer.
Okay.
That's not an answer. These first questions were on the Spanish missions of California.
May I ask another question? Why is the abbreviation for California the same as the abbreviation for cancer? That's just a question that pops into mind.
That's a good question.
Okay, yes. We'll send it to you.
Because neither of them can quite be cured.
Okay.
And we're just warming up, honey.
Okay. All our good friends at K-Earth, I hope they don't take this personally. It's simply aimed at the geography they inhabit.
Because we're still waiting for them to fly us out there to do a live show sometime.
Right.
Somebody at K-Earth mentioned that once. I think he was fired immediately after he mentioned it. That was several years ago.
Would we be available for that sort of thing?
We'd be available for that sort of thing.
Tell me which gate.
I want to go see my Tylenol son out there.
Yes.
Yeah. How about
explain to the
audience. No. There are no explanations here. This is Henry Ford. Don't complain, don't explain.
Yes.
Well, anyway, George's son's in a Tylenol commercial.
Right.
For a guy on crutches.
Is that one of those, father, I have a headache? Remember they have
he's on crutches. He's got a cast on his leg. And, you know.
Oh, I thought it was the vasectomy one.
That's the other one.
Okay.
That's a different one.
Okay.
How about
doing the laundry?
we had to take a train from Michigan to California and do shows all along the way.
Now, that would be something, wouldn't it?
A whistle stop.
Sure, right on the, like Harry Truman.
I hear Gary Lichtman's got budget for that.
I think so.
I bet he does.
We could ask him.
Yeah, he's not listening. He's ignoring us.
He's waving cautiously.
Anyhow, give us a question.
A two-part question.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was the first and which was the last mission to be founded in California by Spanish-type folk?
Okay. Well, I'd say the first one is in San Diego.
You're right.
Okay.
And the northernmost one?
San Francisco.
Well, it's in that area.
San Mateo.
It's one of the wine-growing areas.
In Napa? No, not Napa.
Begin with an S.
San Bernardino.
Sangria.
No.
Sangria.
That's the answer.
Sonoma.
Sonoma.
Yeah, but I'll give you a half. Now, could somebody tell me, what does Diego mean?
Douglas.
Is that what it
is?
Yeah,
St. Douglas.
Okay. I've often wondered, you know, who...
You know,
who was St. Douglas?
You know what?
Some Scot.
You know, that is based on, like, the most mistaken form of arriving at knowledge I know of. Actually, I believe that because when I was in fifth grade Spanish, we all got Spanish names in... Doug MacArthur, who was a friend of mine,
Diego.
Was called Diego. Now, whether Diego is Douglas or not, I don't know, so don't use that.
So, in other words, this may not be true.
Certainly.
Yeah, but it might be.
It might be.
You know?
Well, what other D saints are there? Dennis?
Well, who is
David, but that's David.
Who is St. Douglas?
St. Douglas?
I never heard of it.
St. Douglas the Navigator.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to be with a name like
Brenda
that.
Brendan.
That's right. He and Brendan and the boys went out and laid lobster pots somewhere around the Aegean, or then they went to the Mediterranean and got sponges or something.
And then discovered Florida. Wasn't that it?
Yeah. And then went to California.
That's right. In California. They ended up in California,
but
obviously.
Two rules. He knew the first one.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Finally,
This
is only on the mission questions.
Oh,
what is the name in Spanish for the road that connects all the missions?
The Royal Via. I want to say Via Royal. the Royal Road.
Yeah, Royal Road.
I don't know.
El Camino Real.
Pardon me.
The La Brea Tar Pits.
I've been there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Have you been to Knott's Berry Farm?
No, I have spent 3 days in a row. One time at the San Diego Zoo.
Mm.
That's a good place.
Yeah.
But they finally let you out?
I was scared.
I bet.
None of those lions touched me.
Good. Oh. I've only been to San Francisco and north of there. I've never been anywhere else in California.
Uh-huh.
Next, a California subject that is popular to everyone.
Mm. Mass murderers.
Wine.
Oh.
Wine.
That has to be OJ.
Yes. Who is credited with saying, when one glass of wine invites the second, the wine is good?
Mr. Galloway.
It's a Sonoma winery.
Okay.
With an Italian-sounding name.
Gallo.
No, not that's Italian, but this is...
Not Bunfarmo.
Think of...
Darn it.
Bunfarmo.
Bartles or James.
Think of someone who, in the history of Christianity, the early years, second, third century, was shot with arrows.
Sebastian.
Yes.
San Sebastian?
Yes.
Been there.
Sebastiani.
Sebastiani.
Been there.
Samuel Sebastiani,
really?
Founder
drove
of a winery that bears his name.
There's
wonderful commercials a few years ago for an outfit called Keller Geister that disappeared from the face of the earth. But they did a takeoff on the Orson Welles
right,
and the Song
right.
ones.
We will serve no wine until you buy it.
That was that's a lie. We will serve no wine until you pay for it. Mr. Keller Geister himself said it so well just yesterday. It was wonderful. One, he was hosting a party and opens the door and in rides this blue nun on her bicycle. Which California county produces the greatest volume of grapes?
Is there a Napa County?
There is, but that's not
it. Is there a Sonoma County?
Napa Valley. Yeah.
Is it the one immediately north of...
No,
it's
north
east. It's east of San... It's 90 miles east of San Francisco.
Is San in the name?
Yes, San...
San Bernardino. San,
no, it begins with a J. Which
San
is
Juan.
Jacinto?
San Jacinto.
No.
San Jorge.
San Juan.
It's San Joaquin.
San Joaquin.
Okay.
The incredible Joaquin man.
What are you doing? I'm going for a walk.
Dead man Joaquin.
Dead man Joaquin.
Happy song. Dead man walking set to reggae. We wondered about that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my other brother-in-law would love that. He works for a reggae company. Which winery had an advertising campaign that for years featured that little old winemaker?
Charlie Weaver? Was he in that?
No.
Little old winemaker.
Like
me.
Oh, that's...
Is it like Moke and David?
That's Gallo.
It's about the same ilk.
Okay, Macoon's Farm, then. No.
Gallo?
No, it's...
Wines with cats.
One of the big ones?
Well, it's big in terms of, you know, supermarket screw-top bottle type.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what I mean.
My kind. Livingston Cellars?
England.
Well, Italian...
Swiss Colony.
That's it.
Ew!
See,
oh,
there you go. Italian
they also
Swiss
sell cheese
colony.
At Christmas, I
They
hear.
Make wine?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay... Name the two actors involved in the spots for Italian Swiss Colony.
Charlie Weaver. Okay, we need Swiss. Okay, how about Paul Klee and Gustav Jung? Okay.
How about
two guys that used to work with Sid Caesar?
Oh.
Both of whom have become producers in
like
their
Rob
own
Reiner
right.
Like Rob Reiner or...
Reiner.
You've got to be kidding me.
Carl,
did that commercial?
Carl.
Ew.
His father, Carl Reiner.
Okay, Carl Reiner. And...
And the other is a man who... keeps making movies, although you now wish he wouldn't. His latest one is Dracula,
Mel
Dead
Brooks.
And Loving It. Yes, Mel Brooks. And we have just been joined by Arthur Beer from the Department of Theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Claire Crabtree from the Department of Romania. I mean, English.
He was really here for half an hour, but couldn't remember the code until I came along and read it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not entirely true.
That's right. Well, we're dealing with questions on California from Mr. Paul Tully.
We have been
the,
highly
chair
abusive
of the Foreign
again.
Languages Department at Lyndon High School
in
Lyndon, California.
You know, I lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan for a year, and they tried to talk about the coast of Michigan as America's third coast.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
It's a literary journal.
Well,
it's called the third coast.
Jim. Yeah, but that's out of Texas.
In Texas, they call the Gulf the third coast. Yeah, and
in
Cleveland,
they call
it
the north
third
coast.
Stuff that Jim Tipton and stuff was doing in the 60s. That was him.
I think it originated here.
Was it Con Hillberry and Jim
ever
Tipton?
Been to Point Pelee knows. I mean, this is it. We've got it all.
Haley.
Well, our producer was here.
You got a new job.
Disappeared. Melissa Samluck has walked out of the room and is now behind the big plate glass with Gary Lichtman from marketing and public relations. Public and private affairs, whatever that department is called.
Somebody give me that.
And then here comes Melissa. And our next question is, where is Italian Swiss Colony?
California.
Sonoma Valley.
Well, we know it's California.
Well, that's an answer.
San Joaquin County?
Spumante.
Asti.
That's right, Asti. And on that triumphant note, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from March of 1996. Matt Mayo and the current panel of ATP professors will return in 2 weeks with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. We'll return to this classic episode of Ask the Professor in just a moment. But first, it's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. Questions today about Melville, Charles Dickens, Tolstoy, and the Cambrian rocks. How's that? Today's panel, I'm the man with all of the questions and most of the answers, Bill Raby. On my right, history professor Frederick H. Hayes.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Professor Hayes. On my left, Russell McLaughlin of the University of Detroit Green Room Programs.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Yes. Thank you, Professor McLaughlin. And our middle man again, Professor John Mahoney of the University of Detroit English Faculty.
With approval of that certainty, how do you do?
All of the questions used on this program are submitted by listeners. If you stump the expert, you will receive a subscription to a national magazine, The Atlantic, Harper's, or America. Now, this message from the University of Detroit. Thank you. This question is from Carl Budd, B-U-D-D, of Detroit, Michigan. Actually, he sent three questions, and again, we warn the listener, if you're going to send three, send them all in one batch.
You can't divide 16 by three.
No, but you can divide the sheets on which he writes them into three.
Yeah, but each one was sent in a separate envelope, you see.
Yeah, so he's wasting 12 cents there.
Yeah. I see what you mean, Fred, yeah. I bow to that brilliant piece.
Send them all in one envelope.
Brilliant piece of economic mathematics.
In Charles Dickens' Pickwick Papers, what was the name of the law firm which represented the plaintiff, Mrs. Bardell?
Oh, that was, wait a minute, the, give me a little tiny clue, will you?
Well, you may have a little trouble seeing the whole thing clearly. It may be sort of misted over.
Dim and dimmer.
Wait a minute. Will you give me the first name of the firm?
Dodson. These questions.
Dodson and Fogg.
Right.
Dodson and Fogg.
All right. Half credit for that.
Oh, we're back with our questions from Paul Tully of Linden, California, on California. And next question is, a former candidate for president of the United States now has a winery that, from Mr. Tully's experience, produces excellent wine.
Tommy Smothers.
Well, they
that
do.
Paulson.
Yes, they do.
It's Paulson. But he also mentions the Smothers brothers do have a winery right down the road. Yes. He says Paulson's wines are better.
Oh,
I wouldn't mind buying them.
Benjamin Davis Wilson, for whom Mount Wilson is named, has an important connection with the California wine industry. What is it?
Did he import the first wine grapes or something?
No.
Probably banned farm workers.
Adapted a method, a particular method.
Of pressing the grapes?
No, of
the
producing.
Bessemer process.
Growing the grapes?
Bessemer process.
Yeah,
that was Wyandotte, Michigan, Greg. That was the first Bessemer plant.
But it sounds like Wyandotte.
That's right. Wyandotte.com.
Yeah, there we go.
No.
Something to do with fermentation?
Well, it has to do with bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
How do you
inject carbon dioxide effervescence into
it? Well, it's not how to inject it.
How to get rid of it?
How to
create it?
Extract regulate it?
Well,
measure it. Produce it.
Let's produce it.
We're looking for a verb here.
That's
right. Okay.
Otherwise, he's the first man who introduced sparkling wines in California. And that's why they have that, you know, champagne method, méthode champenoise on bottles. Because you can't call it champagne, really.
Well, he deserved to have
it. In other words, he added sugar.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Where does Lawrence Welk come into the picture?
Oh.
Somewhere in Alsace-Lorraine. That's all I do with accordion.
Still on TV.
I know. Yeah. So it's that wonderful line in the original Muppet movie where Steve Martin is a waiter and is serving Kermit the Frog wine. He says, "How about some sparkling Muscadet? Idaho's finest wine. Would you like to smell the screw top?" I sit there, and every time I see that, I think, there's no 8-year-old in the country who gets this.
But they all repeat it.
They all do, yeah. Who runs the Queen of the Valley Hospital in Napa?
A winery?
No.
Oh, darn.
The Valley Queen,
I think. Queen of the May.
No, it's a religious order.
The Christian Brothers.
Not the Christian Brothers.
The Sisters of Mercy.
They are nuns, the Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, they own every hospital in the country.
Darn right. Another peculiarity of California is our coastal redwoods.
Right.
What is the Latin name for the coastal redwood?
Gigantus something.
Redwoodinus, like
Biggest tree.
Biggest tree. No, it's
Mongo tree.
Arp something?
No.
Silvus redus.
What's another word used for these big redwoods?
Sequoia.
Sequoia. It's a Sequoia semper virens.
No.
Always
Year
manly?
Round.
Always green.
Yeah, always green.
Viren?
Mm-hmm. Evergreen.
V-I-R-E-N-S. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, it means ever living, doesn't it?
I think so.
Ah, right.
The eternal sequoia. The H.A. Libby tree is the tallest known tree of the species. I guess the sequoia.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Viren.
What is its height?
563 feet.
No, that's too high. Too high.
320 feet.
That's very close.
323 feet.
You're getting there. It'll take a while. 340 is even closer. I'll accept. It's 372.
Did that survive Reagan being governor?
He says it is in Humboldt County, so it must still be there. 320 miles northwest of San Francisco.
Didn't he want to open that up to... because trees cause pollution?
Yeah, that was what really got me. Trees cause pollution.
I'm trying.
Well, you know.
In 1834, the first commercial redwood sawmill was established. Where?
Sutter.
No.
What was the date?
1834.
Is it in Humboldt?
Before the...
No, it's in Sonoma County. I'll have to...
Well, name it.
1,000 feet from the confluence of Mark West Creek and the Russian River in Sonoma County.
Been there.
Sounds pretty.
This was territory in that year claimed by Mexico and Russia.
Hmm.
It is located about halfway between Sonoma and Asti.
Give me a letter.
If memory serves me, today it is a big, wild blackberry thicket.
Don't know.
What name was given to the steam winch which aided in moving the massive weight and dimensions of the California redwoods?
Is it named for a person?
Yes, named for its inventor. In
oh,
fact.
Boy.
Is that a anybody
Scottish
we've
name?
Heard of?
Paul Bunyan.
I don't know if you'd have heard
it's like
of it.
Like Old Rocky or something?
Let's do the name of it, Edwin. Hugh and I are
all right. Last syllable is something, a fermented thing that you drink.
Wine.
Wine.
In fact, same surname as a member of our panel.
Beer.
Beer.
That's right. And the first syllable is what happens when you run out of money and have no job and you have to live off the welfare of the state.
Dole.
Dole. Dole. Put them all together.
Dole beer.
You have Dole beer. That's right. John Dole beer.
Hmm. Yeah, he invented the winch, didn't he? The one they use with them
redwood
trees.
That's right, that famous redwood winch.
Sure, that's what he's known for.
Okay, do we get credit?
Everybody knows that.
He said he tells us several models, including the Gypsy, which is a Dole beer on a rail flat car, are on display at the Fort Humboldt State Park in Eureka. Well.
All right.
Well, if it had been really important, Henry Ford would have bought it
and brought
it to Greenfield.
That's, you're right. That's right. Obviously, it's of no significance. That's probably it. He would have had to expand the size of that phony Independence Hall thing.
He just liked stealing from other parts of the country.
Name the famous mansion in Eureka, known for its Victorian gingerbread architecture, which was built for one of the early day lumber barons.
The Winchester Museum.
Not the Hearst Mansion.
No, it's not there.
Is it a name we know?
Well, it's a name you know from late night TV.
Letterman.
Before that.
Carson?
Yes.
Carson,
okay.
Good.
That's right. The Carson Mansion, that's it.
Sure.
What was the name given to the early day ship used to transport redwood lumber to San Francisco and Los Angeles from the mills along California's north coast?
Big boat.
Okay, there you go.
Large.
Love boat.
Schooner.
Schooner.
The
steam schooner. There you go. There,
all right.
Like a schooner of beer?
At least. Or a schooner of gold beer or something.
I wish our radio audience could see Greg's face as he drops these little
Oh, he's so pleased.
He refuses to smile.
Nobody has that
pixie-ish
quality.
That's right.
With a name like Dean.
With a name like Dean, he'd better have a pixie-ish quality.
Maybe someday.
Refer to me now as G. Dean Sumner.
Like Dean Sumner. Hey, I like that. Dean Sumner. That has a real ring to it.
Really,
you know.
Yeah.
What did you do and when did you do it?
Yes. While on the subject of transportation.
Oh.
Yeah, which we
our
were.
Our favorite.
Were,
yeah.
Schooners.
California was controlled by the Big Four, who began the Central Pacific Railroad and built it towards the advancing Union Pacific.
Mm.
Frank Norris's novel, The Octopus, which is not about the Detroit Red Wings, describes some of the company's later excesses.
Mm.
Name the Big Four.
No.
Is this people like Gould? I mean, are they
it's
the New
people
Yorkers?
People like that, only that's not.
They're from there.
Yeah, the West Coasters. Yeah.
One of them's probably Carson, and the other one's Dole Beer. And I mean,
nope.
You know,
Wilson. One has a town and university named after him.
In California,
Stanford. Leland Stanford.
That's right.
Oh, sure.
Another one has a big hotel named after him in San Francisco.
St. Francis.
No.
He would get on that.
Oh, come on, San Francisco Hotel.
The top of the
Mark. Fairmont.
Mark who?
Oh.
The Mark.
Taper?
Isn't it Mark?
Fairmont?
No.
Mark
no.
was the first name, and he had a last name.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkins. Hopkins, yes.
Oh, sure. Sure. Oh, yes, of course.
Of course?
The other the same name is a woman who does not exist, a mythical woman who writes cookbooks and...
Crocker.
Yes. Charles Crocker. And the final one is a man who has another town named after him in California where a library is located.
Huntington.
That's right.
All right. By the way, Huntington, he hasn't
Crocker,
asked
Hopkins
about
and, wow.
the horse trough in San Francisco, donated by my forebear, sort of.
Oh.
My grandfather's cousin, Lotta Crabtree.
Oh.
Claire.
Oh, my God.
Lotta Crabtree.
Lotta Crabtree.
She was my grandfather's cousin, and she left $4 million when she died in 1924.
What a woman.
Not to any of us. So my aunt Lotta, also a redhead with a flamboyant personality,
that's
became an attorney in about 1925, read
really?
For the law.
Oh, yeah.
Just while supporting her younger brothers and sisters after her father died.
Wow.
Read for the law to try to get the money for the family.
Oh,
didn't work.
Claire, then there's a new bio of Juno Barnes by Philip Herring. And in there,
She's
mentioned, yes, as hanging out with Juno Barnes.
Where is the horse trough located?
I went to see it, but I don't know San Francisco all that well. It's in the middle of a big traffic circle now.
Okay.
Name me a street. I'll have to tell you.
Well, Market Street goes kind of diagonally.
Yeah.
The Castrol.
Yeah.
I really don't remember.
Yeah, that Market Street.
Really.
It goes all the way from Philadelphia.
It's on Market.
The Castrol, the crookedest street in the world.
I have pictures of it.
Oh, that's the one. That's
on Lombard Street.
Lombard Street.
But it's certainly not straight.
That's right. Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
Very, yes, indeed.
I was waiting for someone to pick that up.
Where was the terminus for the first transcontinental railroad?
What do you mean, terminus?
What town?
The end.
Yeah, where did it end?
Promontory Point.
No,
no, that's where... What town?
Yeah, what town in California?
Oh, yes.
California.
Yeah.
San Francisco?
Not San Francisco, no.
Oakland.
Sacramento?
Sacramento. Sacramento.
Why?
That ain't even on the ocean.
Because you had to transfer to a river steamer to get to San Francisco.
Oh.
Boy, how disappointing to get all the way to the end. And we're not there yet.
That's right.
Time for Sacramento, huh?
But I want to go to Fisherman's Wharf.
Cheeks over there.
Yeah, right. I want to go to City Lights.
Hard Rock
about
Cafe.
A two-hour bus ride, folks.
Name the pass in the Sierra Nevada Mountains that the Central Pacific utilized on its eastward march.
The Donner Pass.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my God.
Family.
Makes me hungry.
Haven't had lunch yet.
Past the cannibals.
Yum.
Well, Mr. Tully will have to wait till next week to have his questions finished.
We will,
but
too.
He's getting 2 weeks for California out of this show, isn't he?
Really?
Three.
That's right, three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to thank him for his questions. I want to thank the panel, Professor Pickering, Professor Bush,
Bye.
Professor Sumner, Professor Beard, Professor Crabtree.
Better late than never, we hope.
And now this word.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Melissa Samluck. Our technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. Until next week, this is your host, Edwin Nguyen.
And we're back next week with a classic Ask the Professor episode from January 2009. So please plan to join us.